Morning. Welcome to Big Jim's house with Big Jim O'Brien, Aaron V, and producer Ryan.
Hey, would somebody let Tito out?
We can do that. It'll be nice today. A little bit of clouds, but 48 degrees for a high.
Saying some rain today, too.
All right, Debbie Downer.
No, I'll take the rain.
Yeah.
In warm weather over minus 75,392 in snow.
It did wash away most of the snow yesterday in our yard, so we could see our neighbor's yard and all the dog grenades that are between the two of us.
It's funny you should mention that, because on my next door app that I have, it's like a neighborhood posting.
Right.
Somebody posted yesterday, do you know anyone that cleans up dog poop?
All of a sudden it's like... I was like, I didn't realize you poop that much during the winter. Apparently they do. So yeah, then yeah, mid 60s now. We're looking maybe mid 60s tomorrow and some more, a little bit of scattered showers, man. But yeah, I'm wearing my Super Troopers t-shirt today. I'm rocking it, man. We're having fun. Okay, what a weird 48 hours in sports. There's so much going on. Have you got a handle on, well, so what's coming up in sports?
Okay, so we have Wings, playoffs, a no-go, more moves for the Lions. It's just...
And yeah. The Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
What do you hear what the Browns did? When did the Cleveland Browns become like the coolest team in the NFL?
I do not know.
What upside world? This is weird.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
On the telephone?
This boy talking about on the telephone, man.
Explain it.
Man, we know there's a telephone, boy. What the heck thing I'm doing?
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
94.7 WCSX, Big Jim's house, 618. 48 for a high today. Cloudy skies, some scattered showers. Mid-60s tomorrow. It's 32 degrees right now. Any issues on the road, Aaron V?
Absolutely not. It's actually looking pretty good this morning, Jim.
All right. Coming up next, what would you do Wednesday? I want you guys to start thinking about this. How did you learn how to kiss?
Huh.
How did you learn how to kiss? And how did your parents react to it? Explain next. Hey, welcome to Big Jim's house, 630, 94.7 WCSX. 48 for a high. It's already 36 degrees. Near the low 60s tomorrow. Scattered showers off and on. Any issues on the road, Aaron V?
Actually looking pretty good this morning so far, Jim.
It's Big Jim's house. What would you do Wednesday?
What would you do?
We're going to talk about kissing this morning. We need your advice and your opinion at 248-398-WCSX.
Okay, the topic, my wife caught our 14-year-old son kissing, actually making out with the bathroom mirror. She thinks it's weird and wants to talk to him. I want to let it go. It's normal for a boy. What would you do?
Okay, so he's saying it's normal for a boy to make out with a mirror, to learn how to kiss. Do you say anything to him?
I think you have to at this point, because I'm going to go ahead and assume they haven't had the birds and the bees talk with this kid yet.
I can't imagine anybody would ever learn how to kiss by making out with a mirror.
What was that for? Nothing. Did you do it?
I'm sorry, what?
Did you make out with your bathroom mirror?
Yes.
Did you really?
Yes.
So it's a boy thing?
Yes.
Because I don't remember ever doing anything.
That's how I learned how to French kiss. I apologize. It's fact. I'm not. I'm almost blushing, damn it. Okay, yes, that's how I learned how to kiss. I didn't know. I was taking a girl to go see the jazz singer with Neil Diamond.
Oh, yeah.
I figured I was going to kiss her, so I had to learn.
That ended very poorly.
Yeah, I patted her on the shoulder and said, good time. But no, I thought maybe I was going to kiss this girl, make out with her. I didn't know what to do, so I kissed the mirror at my grandma's house.
Is there, like, slobber all over it? Did you wipe it down afterwards?
I don't remember. Maybe. I don't know. God, I can't believe I just admitted that on the radio.
That's got to be a boy thing, though. I don't remember doing anything like that.
You didn't make out with a mirror?
No.
Okay. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279.
By the way, our poll is up on our Big Jim's House Facebook page. If you want to participate that way as well, Angie did a good job with that. And it's up on 94.7 CSX Facebook as well.
Okay. And so far, 92% are saying don't say anything. Why not? Talk to them. Have that awkward conversation. 248-398-WCSX. Do we have a mirror in the bathroom over here?
Oh, no.
You want me to go show you how we do it? Oh, that's how we do it back in the day.
ready to win tickets to
CSX Big Jim's House 648. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. Seeker tickets on the way. Listen for two songs real quick. That's a hint. 48 for high today. Cloudy skies, already 36 degrees. And issues on the road, Aaron?
No reported incidents at this time.
What would you do Wednesday? We're talking about kissing. How do you learn how to kiss? We had an email from a gentleman who had an issue with their son.
His wife caught their 14-year-old son kissing, actually making out with the bathroom mirror. She thinks it's weird and wants to have a chat. He wants to let it go. He says it's normal for a boy. What would you do?
248-398-WCSX. I confessed earlier that, yeah, that's how I learned how to kiss. I made out with a mirror.
And I said it must be a little boy thing because I don't ever remember doing anything like that.
You just kind of went for it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I was nervous. We were going to go see the jazz singer with Neil Diamond. I was taking a girl to go, and I didn't know what to do. So I figured I would kiss the mirror.
And that
and see how I looked.
Poorly for you.
Yeah, it didn't end well. Some text messages coming in for this one.
Tracy says, I would talk to him because if they haven't had the whole birds and bees talk with him, this is the way to get over it. And if not, he might end up being a teen father.
Oh,
all
God.
Over learning how to kiss with the mirror. Hey, you never know. You never know.
So if you don't know how to kiss properly, then you're going to impregnate somebody?
Well, if you haven't had that birds and bees talk,
then you're going to impregnate. Okay.
There's a lot of conversations. We got one that says, I'm driving to school with my older brother, and neither of us have ever kissed our mirror.
Okay, you two are just living a lie. Whatever, dude. You're both denying it. Ryan and Clarkson, go ahead, buddy.
Well, you're right. It is a guy thing. I did it. My brothers did it. Girls, you know, you guys make out with pillows and stuff. We see that on TV all the time. So, I don't remember wiping the mirror down either. we all do it. I have five kids myself. I have I have three boys and two girls. And, my oldest, I've caught him in the mirror doing the same thing, and he's six.
Wow.
So, you know, we don't really have any other way to learn. It's not like our parents are going to teach us how to make out with a girl, you know.
Right.
If we just figure out whatever we can do, you know, we see a person in the mirror and we do what we can.
Hey, Ryan. Yeah, I don't know, it'd be a weird conversation if you're probably going to say, okay, come on over here, I'm going to teach you how to make out.
Yeah.
You have to say it in a creepier voice?
No, like it rubs the lotion on its skin.
I'm going to teach my kids how to make out. I'll be right back. Bob's Seger tickets are on the way. Come here, Aaron.
Ew.
Send this one out to Aaron. All right.
Boom. CSX Big Jim's House, 729, 48 for a high today, cloudy, maybe some scattered showers, mid-60s tomorrow. Congrats to Kristen in Dearborn. She won the Celtic Women. We'll do that again tomorrow at 720. Any issues on the road, Aaron V?
We have picked up a couple problems, Jim. Northbound I-275 at the 696 connector. There's a disabled vehicle blocking the left lane and the left shoulder there. Southbound 75 at Outer Drive, accident off to the right. And then westbound 94 at Telegraph. There's a crash blocking the left lane.
Kiss, the final show. In the Motor City tonight, LCA. And if you think about it, what a perfect connection. Not that it's their final show, the fact that they're here on Detroit Day. It's 313. So Kiss, Detroit Rock City in Detroit on 313. Now, we're going to be down there, obviously, as CSX will be there tonight. And we want you to go in just a minute. So hang with us. We'll play two from Kiss. We'll have tickets for the show. Plus, Paul Stanley is going to explain once and for all what this song is really all about, including the car noises. A lot of people wonder, what does it have to do with Detroit Rock City? We'll talk with Paul about it. Hang with us. Big Jim South, 730. It's 94.7 WCSX. CSX Big Jim's House, 737. You're damn right we got to play two from Kiss, man. They're here tonight. LCA on 313 day, coming up in just a minute. Paul Stanley will explain what really went down when he wrote Detroit Rock City, and we'll have tickets. First, want to check the roads. What's going on, Aaron?
We have a couple problems. Northbound 275 at 696, left shoulder, left lane, disabled vehicle there. Southbound 75 at Outer Drive, accident off to the shoulder. And a big problem, westbound 94 at Telegraph. It's blocking the left shoulder and the left lane backups to about the Southfield Freeway.
Okay, 48 for a high today. Cloudy skies, some scattered showers. Low to mid-60s tomorrow. Right now it's 37 degrees. And again, LCA tonight, the Kiss, the final tour. We had a really, it was a great conversation back in October with Paul. Paul Stanley, and him and Thayer, and we were getting into really a lot of stuff about Kiss and coming here one last time. But we drilled down and figured out finally what the deal is with Detroit Rock City. Now, I think before we play the clip, and by the way, if you want to listen to the whole interview today sometime to catch up on it, we'll send it to you. The keyword is
house.
Why don't we give away the tickets right now?
Okay, 248-398-9279. That's 248-398-WCSX. You'll get a pair of tickets to see Kiss tonight at LCA.
All right, there you go. Now, so here we are talking with Paul, and we finally got the bottom line, the final answer on what Detroit Rock City was really all about. So many people over the years talk about Detroit Rock City. Obviously, here we are, classic rock station of the Motor City. We play the hell out of that song. When did you come up with the song and the connection to Detroit? Because weren't you in Charlotte or something when this all went down?
It's really a combination, but the song always had its roots in Detroit. I was writing a song pre-Destroyer, and people had written songs about different cities, but I thought, hell, the song I want to write about is Detroit. Detroit was the first city that really embraced us. We were still a opening act or secondary act in every market, but Detroit is home to so much great blue-collar music, whether you go back to Bob Seger, Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels. Alice was there, MC5, Stooges, you know, even if you're talking about Ann Arbor or you're talking about Flint with Grand Funk Railroad, the music has just been amazing. And, I mean, on top of that, you have Motown. I mean, it's just crazy the amount of music that has influenced the band and influenced me. So the whole idea was to write a song about Detroit, Detroit Rock City. And then I started thinking we were in Charlotte, and there was a fatality outside of the arena where somebody who was going to the show got killed in an auto accident. And I just thought that the combination of celebrating Detroit and also interjecting somebody trying to get to a concert and not making it was kind of a cool juxtaposition, as the word goes. But the song has always, always been a tribute and a flag waving on my part and the band's to Detroit. Detroit Rock City is one of my proudest moments.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
Call me if you decide to date fours again.
Call or text 248-398-WCSX. Shamrock on
94.7
CSX.
Hey, let's be honest, not many people haven't heard of David Hall and Hall Financial, right? You know David. He's been part of the mortgage landscape in not only the Motor City, but state of Michigan for over 20 years. And get this, over the past couple of years alone, Hall Financial has amassed over 500 five-star reviews online. You know what that means? They listen to you. They respect you. They treat you with respect. It's a different experience than you're ever going to have. You're going to love this. It takes impressing thousands and thousands of clients to get anywhere close to 500 people taking the time to write their positive and life-changing experiences about Hall Financial. For example, Hall Financial made the home process so easy. Words cannot describe this company's knowledge and attention to detail with home loans. I've got friends looking for homes and have passed Hall Financial's information around. Strongly recommend approval for Hall Financial. Way to go with the personal touch and the one-on-one interaction as well. It's time of year, man. It's going to be 60 tomorrow. You're thinking about maybe using some of that equity in your house to do some work around your house. Maybe those credit card bills from over the holidays, you want to knock them out. Today is the day. Give them a call. 248-308-5000. 248-308-5000. I'll tell you what. You tell them Big Jim sent you. They're going to pay for your appraisal, whether you're purchasing or refinancing. Again, you can go online too. DavidHallMortgage.com is the website. I'll send you the link too. Text us keyword Hall, H-A-L-L. We'll send it right back to you. It's David Hall. It's Hall Financial. DavidHallMortgage.com, the website, 248-308-5000. You deserve great quality service. You do. You deserve it. You deserve it. And that's what they do at David Hall and Hall Financial. Again, 248-308-5000. Visit them online at DavidHallMortgage.com or text us, keyword Hall. We'll send it to you. Lower payments, better options, more personal attention. That's Hall Financial, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 1467435. CSX, Big Jim's house. 36 degrees right now. Plenty of clouds today, but 48, man. We'll take it. Low to mid 60s tomorrow. Some scattered thunderstorms. Seems like the roads have gotten a lot busier recently, Aaron.
Southbound 75 Outer Drive, we still have that accident working off to the right shoulder and that problem as well. Westbound 94, it's right at Telegraph, blocking the left lane, left shoulder, center lane. It's an accident. Backups look like they are actually getting worse in that area, so just allow yourself some extra time.
It is time for something that we like to call...
It's Big Jim's House. What would you do Wednesday?
What would you do?
It involves a very normal thing for any teenage boy to do. But some people think it's weird. This morning we had an email from one of our listeners.
So the guy says his wife caught their 14-year-old son making out with the bathroom mirror. She thinks it's weird, wants to have a chat. He wants to let it go. He thinks it's normal for a boy. So what would you do?
248-398-WCSX. 248-398-9279. Our studio number. Do you talk to your son about making out with the bathroom mirror? Or do you just let it go and chalk it up to... just trying to learn as a teenager. I don't know anybody in this room who would actually try that and then learn how to kiss.
Stop it. You already admitted on the air that you did that.
I did. I told you. I was going to a movie with a girl. I was nervous. I didn't know what to do. I wasn't 14, though. I was 13. Anyway.
But I said it. I think it's a guy thing because I don't ever remember reenacting anything like that.
Nothing. Didn't like kiss a pillow or any
no.
Like a teddy bear or any inanimate object just to practice before you... had your first time to make out with a guy?
No, we would just have conversations, like, amongst friends about different things.
Right.
But...
I had an aunt Bernice who was real handsy, but that was totally different. 248... Wow. 248-398-WCSX. 248-398-9279, our studio number. Mike, go ahead, man.
Just let it go. Forget about it. I mean, they have enough sex ed in school. They'll figure it out. All you can do is embarrass them real bad. He's going to be telling all his friends, oh, my God, my parents, this and that. Just let it go.
Or film it so we can put it on our website, right?
Well, that, I mean, it'd be like, you know, catch them doing something else, and then you really got a problem.
Valid points, yes. Is that when you have the talk, though, when you get to that level?
Well, it doesn't matter whether it's a boy or a girl. I've had sons and daughters. So, I mean, what are you going to do? You do nothing. You turn your head real quick and walk away and go, they'll figure it out.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
Ghostbusters, what do you want?
Can you bring me my chapstick?
Call or text 248-398-WCSX. East side, west side, down river. It's time for the Battle of the Burbs in Big Jim's house.
On the phone for Red Wings tickets. You ready to do this?
Yeah.
All right, we got Dave representing the west side, Maria the east side, Bob down river. Dave, if you know the answer, we'll yell out west. Maria, you yell out east. Bob, you yell out down. Do not answer until you're called upon, and make sure you're extra loud so everyone can hear you, okay?
Sure.
Okay.
Yes!
All right, here we go. Question number one. A huge weekend at the box office for this female superhero film starring Brie Larson.
West.
David, West, what is it?
Down.
Captain Marvel.
That's right. Did you hear how serious he is, Aaron? This man is focused.
I know.
He's dialed in.
Right.
To 94.7. Question number two. Jennifer Lopez got engaged this weekend to Alex Rodriguez, who retired.
West.
David, for the win.
Oh, shoot.
Never mind. So you're out then? Okay, who's next?
Yep.
I'll keep reading. Who retired from this baseball team in New York?
Crickets.
And we move on. That would be the Yankees. Yeah. The Yankees.
All right, so West Side on the board with one. Question number three. Bob Seger has added more shows this summer to his tour at this Michigan concert venue.
West.
David for the win.
Down.
DTE, we'll take it. Bob and Maria, thanks for playing. Hang in there, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks, Maria. Good job, David.
Thank you.
All right, you are going to go see the Red Wings taking on Boston on the 31st at LCA.
Yes.
Yes.
So we need to get a West Side.
Yeah, West Side.
West Side.
Way to go, West Side.
Yeah.
All right.
Today's winners in the Battle of the Burbs. Heard only in Big Jim's House on 94.7 WCSX.
4.7 WCSX, Big Jim's House. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, this morning, a little after 9 o'clock on your Wednesday. 48 cloudy, scattered showers today. Mid-60s maybe tomorrow and some thunderstorms. Going to be pretty cool.
Amen.
Good day to take your kid out, get them the SAT test, and then pay somebody to change the whole score. This whole cheating thing with the celebrities getting busted and coaches and proctors for tests, and it's called Operation Varsity Blues.
Wow.
There's so much going on in this. We could talk for an hour and still not understand the scope of this, but it is massive. Now, if you're wondering, you heard about it probably last night on the news. We've got it for you. If you want to see it, we'll text it to you. The keyword, of course, is
cheat. My favorite this morning, though, Wall Street Journal.
Yes.
Puts out a thing that says, an idiot's guide to bribing and cheating your way into college. But what they're saying is that it's more than $25 million with these wealthy families bribing their way into elite colleges.
And when you go to the store, you're going to read, when they're saying not just bribing, what they had them do, what they pretended to be, it was insane. And all the late night guys were talking about this last night.
Did you guys hear about this? The FBI arrested a bunch of parents who paid other people to take the SAT and ACT for their kids. Then 99% of the NFL and NBA were like, yeah, that's crazy.
Lori Loughlin from Full House was charged. She played Aunt Becky. There's a warrant for her arrest. They're saying this could be the Becky with the good hair Beyonce warned us about.
I'm so disappointed in you, Aunt Becky. I mean, I expected this from a desperate housewife, but you?
The FBI was tipped off by the essay question on this year's common application. Reflect on an accomplishment that sparked personal growth and or list your parents' credit card number. What prompt is your choice? What is the 3-digit security code?
Wow. If you want to see the latest on it, we got it. It's absolutely nuts. We'll text it to you. 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is
cheat.
CSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, and producer Ryan wrapping up the show for your Wednesday. Thanks for joining us. 48 for high today. Clouds, some scattered storms. Low to mid-60s. You're going to be rocking the shorts into here tomorrow. We're all wearing shorts, right?
Maybe you and Ryan, but no.
You're not wearing shorts tomorrow? Come on.
Good grief,
no. You have to. Why not?
I'm not wearing shorts. Not that warm yet.
It's. Are you kidding me?
It's got to be like 90 for me. You guys, that's a different scenario.
My wife might even shave her legs for this. Kind of exciting. It's like sleeping with a chia pet. Anyway, all right. Our city of the week we need to say hi to is some Mount Clemens place.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe my hometown, the Clem. It is our city of the week, and we want to say hello to George and Carla and all of the fantastic staff at Wolverine Harley-Davidson on Gratiot there. That's where the city of the week peeps, Joel and Danny, are going to be at today.
Cool. And, of course, we'll be out there all weekend long, shamrocking out there Saturday and Sunday. You're doing a pub crawl on Sunday?
I'm doing a pub crawl on Sunday. I'm doing the shamrocking on Saturday.
Do we have a dolly to get you in here on Monday?
You might need one, though. No, okay.
Jolene's coming in next. You guys take care of yourself. Have a great day. We're back tomorrow. More chances for those Bob Seger tickets. Be well.
Stop, you silly chumps. Just purse your lips and whistle.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.